Hallelujah. When the spirit of intercession enters into our atmosphere, you can't pass it by. Because if you pass up intercession, you're passing up Him, the Holy Spirit. We can get caught up in trying to do a whole lineup of music, trying to do everything that we know to do, that we know. But what He's called for us to do is what we've got to learn to be tuned into. It's one thing to be tuned into a station that is not hitting the right station. You get a lot of static. And when you get static, as long as you just get that fine tuning, get tuned up right, you begin to get the signal very, very clear. See, what has happened is the body of Christ has a tendency to get out of alignment and not in tune with the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit is moving and speaking and having His way, if we're not tuned in correctly, we'll miss what thus saith the Lord. We have got to get the distortion out of the way. Sometimes you get enough static in the atmosphere, what it'll do is going to deaden your sensitivity to your ears and your Holy Ghost. You understand? So the distortion comes to get you off track. But all you got to do is just turn that little knob right there, because y'all know how you used to do with the old television set. You had that one that you had to turn a little bit. And then the more you turned it, all of a sudden it started to get a little bit clearer. But if you tune it too much, you go too far the other way, and you're going to see nothing, hear nothing. You got to tune it so it gets the picture clear. Never look at just what's in the frame. Always look at the bigger picture. See, if you see the new television now, you ain't got nothing that about, you have that little black line that goes all the way around. You got a full screen. He's going to show you the full picture. He's not going to show it to you in regular definition. He's going to show it in high definition. High definition means you're going to see it much clearer than what you would have seen if you didn't seen it in regular definition. The high definition is usually about the Holy Spirit showing you what is to come, what is here, and where you're going. Don't look at what's here. Don't look at what's to come. But always look at where you're going. When you look at where you're going, all the distortion is left behind. And it don't matter who's right there with you causing a little bit of distortion. That distortion is only to fine-tune you. You. See, I said this last week. The pawns are there to deal with the pawns in your life. The pawns of the enemy deal with the pawns of the enemy that is in your life. So that sometimes you got to get rid of the little pawns that got you weighed down because you're not looking at the high definition picture. Sometimes that is the little distortion that takes place, but it is necessary. If the enemy sent it, not God, affliction doesn't come at the hand of God, it comes at the hand of man. But if He allows it into your life, it's for your good. It's for your good. Don't get bitter, get better. So I know where I'm going. See, the beautiful thing I like about what Prophet said, he says he's going to skim. I know when I go through a process of being purified, remember, we are iron. We're metal. The clay represents when we're coming into the kingdom. But when you're in the kingdom, you become iron. That's why the word says iron sharpens iron. He didn't say clay. He didn't say clay. When you got saved, you were clay. That's right. But when you came into the kingdom, you became iron. So what do you have to do to go through the iron process? You got to be put into the fire. But before you can ever be used, you got to be put into the water. What I say on Wednesday night, the water represents the Holy Spirit. But what the smith will do is skim away the dross. That dross is the impurities, not in everybody else, but in you. Don't think you're coming in here all filled up with the Holy Ghost and you got no issues. When you think you got no issues, you the devil yourself. You've got to understand something. We all got our issues. We all have our little demons. But I like a place that I went to yesterday where there are no doors on a closet. Because you can't hide nothing anyhow. Sometimes everything's got to be out in the open. So when it's out in the open, God can go through and just skim everything that needs to be skimmed away. See, then you come out of that water. Put you right back on something that you're going to be pounded down. You get pounded down with something that came at you directly. Not by a byproduct. It came directly at you. Sometimes you're sitting still and you're getting pounded.
Yes.
And then the smith looks at it and said, still ain't ready. Put it back in the fire. Gets even hotter. But guess what? All that pounding did got rid of the excess.
Thank you, God.
Been in the fire a little bit, then it puts you right back in the water. How many times you got to go through the process, going to the fire, going to the Holy Ghost, going to the fire, going to the Holy Ghost. But then it still ain't taking form or shape just yet. Got to be put right back down so you can get beat up again. Oh, we're talking prophetically now. We don't want to hear it because we're like, oh, God, when am I going to come out of this? Until all the dross is removed. And if we keep going through the fire, keep going through the test, because there's still some stuff that needs to come out. Don't get mad at me. That's the truth. I've been going through the fire. I ain't purified on everything yet. So don't look at me like you all spiritual, because you're going to go to it right there. When you come out, you'll come out shiny. With the razor sharp edge. And you become now the word that is sharper than any two double-edged sword. Because it'll cut, it'll divide, it will separate what is not supposed to be with you. That's the Spirit of God, not man. Spirit of God. But I'm telling you, when you go through a season, don't think that that season is over. Because the moment you come out of that season, here comes another. And here comes another. And here comes another. Don't get mad at God. He's only doing it for your good, for the bigger picture. Bigger picture. It has nothing to do about where you're at right now. Because if he was preparing you for where you're at right now, don't you think he would take you out of the water and say, just use your gift right now? No, he's going to say, be still with that. So that this way you can get purified in it and learn your gift, learn to hone in on it. You know what the honing is? Some people think, oh, you're just getting it right. No. The honing is used as a stone, and they hone the edge even sharper. Good. You ever been rubbed the wrong way? Oh, you're being sharpened. You're being sharpened. It's okay. It's all right. But the beautiful thing is, it's at the hand of the master. Not at your hand, not at man's hand. It's at the hand of the master. And he begins to hone in on the edge that needs to be sharpened for the bigger picture. See, intercession is what we need to learn. I felt it. Oscar started ministering. He started going, and I felt that shift. Like, ooh, God wants us to pray. Pray. You know, a lot of people don't like to pray. They don't know what to pray. A lot of people don't like to pray because of what comes up their way. They're like, I don't know if this is God. Pray it. The spirit of intercession is the spirit of the Holy Spirit. Jesus says, I will sit now at the right hand of the Father interceding for you. He's praying for you. So is prayer important? Yes. It's vital for your life as a believer in Christ. Get into that mode of learning how to be honed in by the Spirit so you can get to where he wants you. Look at the bigger picture, guys. Please look at the bigger picture. It's nothing about where you're at right now. Amen. It's not. Amen. Where you're at right now, he doesn't see. He sees where you're going. Yes. Not where you're at. You look at where you're at. He sees where you're going. And so man will have a tendency to say where you're at is because of this. God says where you're at is not where I'm at. I'm over here doing a work for you. If you find after Jesus ascends, I don't know why I'm already in a message, but you see that Jesus goes and says, I go to prepare a room for you. What is God saying? That I'm not done preparing everything yet? You don't know how many rooms you got to go through before you get your crown. Because he's preparing things for you. He says, I got to go prepare a room for you. Because in my Father's house, there's many rooms. Rooms. Not just one big old room for us to all be in and say, hallelujah, we're here. We got many things to do in the kingdom here that we've got to go through every door. Amen. We entered one door when we came into the kingdom, and that was the pearly gates. But there's many rooms. Why would Jesus have to go and prepare more rooms? We're so caught up on getting into the gates, and that's it. We got to get past that and get to the place where he's prepared for us. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, girls. We're going to sing the first two. You got it ready, David? Now, we're going to get into praise and worship. I believe that there's going to be a difference, just like how this sanctuary is set up right now. Y'all are all shifted to one side. Mm-hmm. It's at the bottom close. Oh, you got it? Okay. All right, let's get these girls going and let's get into praise and worship here. Amen.
Just take hold and grasp it. Now's the time to take a chance. With the strength of